springtime in the Rockies, I'm coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes.
Floods. This Kalani Desert was a demanding and heart-stopping place to grow up in. Surly guardian angels protected our family many times. There were terrible floods in the upper valley. One day, Lottie, Lorene, and I ran down to the edge of the water that had burst from the canyon with a rumble of horrendous noises, taking cows and boulders and uprooting trees in its deadly plunge from the red cliffs of the mountains to the valley floor below. "Come on, let's get a closer look," I said. "Mother told us not to go near the floods," Lottie's soft voice echoed a warning we'd received many times. "We won't get too close. I just want to see it," Lorena said, her adventurous little spirit getting the best of her. The rolling red water spun past us, churning up fence posts and dead animals in its wake. Lorena stepped closer to the edge, not realizing the danger of the water that was undercutting the sandy bank she stood on. "Get back!" I warned. But my words fell on deaf ears as Lorene's piercing scream echoed above the thundering wash of water as the bank caved off. Lorene was caught up with the rest of the debris. I saw her head bob up once in a while as she fought for air and life in the churning, murky water that was taking her to an untimely death. Lottie's face was carved in stone with a look of sheer shock. "Oh, no! No!" I screamed as Lottie started running along the rim of the wash, trying desperately to catch sight of Lorene's muddy dress. "You can't save her!" Then out of nowhere, a man on horseback had seen Lorene's plight. He plunged his shiny black horse into the powerful debris-filled water and caught her on a sandbar about a mile downstream. He returned a limp, shaking Lorene to our waiting, thankful arms. "Didn't your mother tell you to never go near the floods?" the man asked, his voice stern and gruff and a bit shaky. "Yes, sir," I stuttered in relief. "We won't ever do it again." "I'll help you get your sisters to your house," he said. She's had a major brush with death. And she's looking poorly." He offered a strong, wet arm to Lottie to ride up in front of him, and then to me so I could hang on to the back of his waist. We never found out what that stranger's name was who came to Lorene's rescue. Yet, on various occasions, we wondered out loud about the one-in-a-million chance of a man on a horse being out in the desert wilderness in our time of need. Lorene's guardian angel, or a man the Lord had sent to save some foolish children. Harris Wash was one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. Great, big, smooth, red rock cliffs, the small shelves poking out, filled with tiny bushes, and each of those bushes filled with pinkish-purple flowers. Years later, it was closed because of the potential loss of life and livestock, but when we lived out in the desert, Harris Wash was a beautiful and dangerous part of our lives. Spring months and scorching August often brought raging floods down from the red cliffs and the mountains. There was a major wash about a mile wide we'd have to cross to get to town. When the floods came down, you could hear it for miles. Trees and limbs, rocks, cows, anything in its raging path would be swallowed up in the muddy water. Many times we'd be on our way into town for fresh water and supplies, and we'd be crossing that wash, and we'd get caught up in unanticipated terror. "Maybe we ought to hold off and go tomorrow," Mother said nervously as Father hitched the wagon to the horses. "There have been some storm clouds boiling up in the mountains." "I'll be haying for Father all next week. I can't take you another time," Father replied. "Grandma's having all the family over to eat," I piped in, already thinking of Grandma's apple pies, the fluffy pie crust made with pure lard from pig fat baking in her oven. "Besides, I want to see Vay." "Aunt Nan promised to cut our hair," Lorene, our wannabe princess, chimed in. "None of us like it when Mother cuts it with a bowl on our heads." "I hate it when we get caught up in those flash floods," Lottie whispered almost to herself. but her quiet words of warning were dismissed as we all clamored to find the best place to sit. We hadn't been in the wash long when we heard a distant thundering of a flood rushing toward us. "It's coming! It's coming! I hear the water coming!" Mother screamed. "Shut up! I'm trying to concentrate!" Father yelled as he urged the horses into a full gallop. "Get down in the wagon and throw a quilt over the kids' heads!" Mother tossed the quilt on us as we pulled it over our heads. "Stay down! Don't look!" she said as she plopped on top of us, holding on to the shaking rails, trying to hold us in. Trying to be brave for my horrified sisters, I hollered, "I bet we can get out of the wash before it sucks us up." I couldn't stand the suspense and the noise that seemed to be ready to swallow us up in death's grip at any moment, so I peeked through the crack in the floorboards. Churning, dirty water rushed beneath us. In an instant, the horses were swimming valiantly against the raging current. Rocks and debris hammered the fragile wheels that were now scarcely hitting the mud-filled ground. Oh, please help us, dear God," Mother shrieked. And I echoed her heartfelt prayer. "Hold on tight," I yelled. My voice seemed to vanish into thin air. Merle's small, trembling hand found mine, and I shoved her beneath me to hold her down so she wouldn't fly over the rickety wooden rims that were holding us in. We were a bedraggled, thankful group when we gratefully sat down to a most welcome meal that night. Father seemed almost jovial as he related the twisting, turning, emotional, physical trial he'd handsomely negotiated through. This was only one narrow escape of many we had in that flood-filled wash. I often wondered why Father was such a daredevil with his family, put us in harm's way so many times. I wondered at times if he had a death wish for us all.
O'er the snow, I sit alone beside the cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from out the long ago. I fancy it is springtime in the Rockies.